Good evening and welcome back to the podcast this evening. It's great to have you here this evening. As always, I am grateful and I am thankful that you take your time to tune in and listen to whatever I've got to say. Most of my stuff isn't always lighthearted, but I try to make jokes when I can here and there. There's a lot of stuff going on right now when you consider the eclipse and everybody's excited about that. Excuse me, my debit credit. Yeah, the debit credit situations in this world today and people owing bills. And you hear a lot about, oh, the rise of American paganism. I'm thinking to myself, the rise? That's been going on since late 50s, early 60s. So that's, to me, that's nothing new. That's been going on for quite a while. But let's be aware of the fact that we are going to be an American Christian wasteland. They are going to be professing Christians roaming around this wasteland that is called America at the moment. The true Christianity or the true biblical sense of this country, however the way you want to put it, in my opinion, ended in the late 1700s. Understand what the reason was why people originally came. And I'm not talking about the Vikings or the Chinese that came over, or Japan who came over on the California side when it wasn't even California. I'm talking about people who came to worship God in their Bible the way it should be, to get away from things. But we are living in that time frame. A lot of people say America's going to come to the rescue. America in the prophecy. America is not in a prophecy to take care of the world. In fact, we're just depleting our funds, and that's been the plan for a long time. We are involved in all things, not because we think we can solve the problems, but the certain people in government and since 1945, when I've talked about the Bretton Woods system, and when the Federal Reserve goes into effect, United Nations goes into effect. All of what we deal with now was really from that time frame, the Bretton Woods conference and system up in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire. That is the beginning of our final end, as far as I'm concerned. And people say, no, there's more times to come, or worse times come, whatever you want to say. There's worse times coming. But the final stage, I believe, was set in that time frame. Because you got to remember, once they started, the government started all these programs and these systems and this world government in 44. Look what has happened. The 50s came right after the war with the baby boomers, but ended up getting complacent and comfortable. And then you got the rock and roll that changed, and you got 60s that came along. And we just kept on just going further and further into depravity faster than any other generation or any other decade or any other century before. If you think about from 1840 to 1940, and I know we had slavery, I get that, but we're talking about depravity across the board, not just one terrible thing. Slavery was a terrible thing. You can thank your Roman Catholic Church for that, but I'm stumbling over my words. I don't want to stumble too much, but we have to understand what's going on. Where in prophecy do you see America? It's not in prophecy. Neither is South America. You know, Canada. None of this area, on this side of the hemisphere, you got to understand, it's nothing on this side. There's going to be nothing when the time comes. As most people believe, or most people know that follow me, I'm a pre-trib guy. I believe we won't be here for that absolute terrible part, but we will be here for some bad things. We'll be here to witness some atrocities and atrocious things. And I wish we didn't see them, but we are going to see them. And it's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. It's going to be entering the time of just family turning on family. It's going to get bad. I say it over and over again, but it's going to get bad. This is just going to be a wasteland. And the professing Christians just stumbling around. What happened? They were warned. But the reason they didn't believe is because it didn't fit for them. Because instead of fitting themselves to the Bible, they tried to fit the Bibles into their lives like they wanted. Well, let me kind of tailor the Bible to fit what I want. Now, that's not how it works. I know a lot of people want to run to the mountains and run to the hills and stuff like that. And well, I'm just going to ride out Armageddon or whatever. And they, no, you're not. And some of these folks want to be martyrs. I do not understand that. I will die for my belief in God. I will die for his name's sake. But I'm not trying to. Again, I've talked about this before. If you look at the martyrs in history, if you go into Fox's Martyrs, I'm looking at my bookcase right now. It's over there somewhere. They weren't going out trying to die. Some of them were trying to run and tried to spread the word as fast as they could and much as they could to get as many people to God as they could before they were going to be killed and murdered. But they weren't trying to be martyrs, but they were martyrs. That's what makes you a martyr. If you're going to go try and die, now you're just doing things for works, and works is not what happens. We see what's happening in Israel, Ukraine. We see the consolidation. So those of you who think America is somehow going to bounce back, I love this theory. You got the end times preachers and the American preachers or the patriot preachers. It amazes me that how much of these guys are not even reading their Bible. They're not reading the King James Bible. I do not understand why this is so complicated, folks. I wish folks would just take a time out and just shut off every preacher, shut off every pastor, every YouTube channel, including myself. I don't claim to be a preacher. I'm just saying, shut off me and just open that Bible and read it for yourselves with no one trying to tell you what it says. I had to do it one time, a long time ago, the first time I did it, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a second, I was lied to. Because people, men, twist the scriptures. And then you got these people who will say, the end's coming, man, the end's coming, but we can bounce back and we can fix things. Well, which one is it? Is the end coming or are we going to be okay because you can fix things? You can't believe in the end of the world and at the same time say that you can fix things. That does not make sense. To me, that's just stupidity. You're chasing your own tail, running on a hamster wheel that you can't get off of. We're not going to fix anything. The only thing that matters, it doesn't matter how many bombs you make. I'm not saying to sit like a sitting duck in your backyard and just wait to get killed. I'm not saying that. We need to turn our eyes back. We need to get right with God. I'm pre-trib. I'm post-trib. Guess what? If you're not running biblical, then it don't matter what trib you are. You're going to hell. I say it all the time. If you are not following the King James Bible, if you're not living for God, then it don't matter when Jesus is coming back because you're not even living your life the correct way. It's amazing how many arguments we want to start on these different things. And you're going to have a lot of just Christians roaming around wondering what happened. I did all the right things. No. And that's the problem. You thought you had to do things. The whole world is turning on Israel. Now, the true people of Israel and the argument who it is and what it is, I will say the real God's people are not there yet. Absolutely. 100% agree with that. But when I look at the history books, I'm not seeing too many times in history where, other than the Nazis and the Catholic Church, who hated Jews for a while, I haven't seen anything like it. There are a lot of things that are obvious that we're leading towards the end. It's just, and still, I think we are just like, nope, we can change it. We can change two-party state. Never mind that the Philistines from Gaza and that whole area, Ashdod, came from the Egyptians and the Egyptians who hated the Israel and Jews and tried to kill the Jews and had them for slaves. But don't, ignore all that. Ignore that. Ignore the fact that everything so far that the Bible had said was going to happen has come to pass so far. Yeah, ignore that. Just don't pay attention to that. like I said about paganism, paganism on the rise. Paganism's been here forever. And I'll tell you what, it started in the 60s, and it has progressed worse and worse. I do not know why people are running and hiding as if they're going to ride it out in a bunker somewhere. When the time comes, it comes. Either God can't find you in a bunker? Come on now. Wait a minute. He was living over in Ohio. Where did he go? He ran from me. Is he hiding in the mountains of Brazil? I mean, come on. If you trust God and you have faith, then to a certain level you will be protected. But see, the thing is, we like to test God and not trust God. And we trust God when it comes to our selfish purposes. And I know we're looking at Donald Trump as a salvation. He's going to save us all. I don't hate Donald Trump, don't get me wrong. And does he look like a better choice than Biden? Yeah, absolutely. But gee, you're not looking at the bigger picture of what's going on. And I will say before, whether he knows it or not, he is a puppet of the Roman Catholic Church. And to a certain degree, so is Biden. There's no way in any way, shape, or form you could tell me the Catholic Church is not involved in any of this. They have been from the beginning. Who was the false religion since the beginning of time? I shouldn't say beginning of time, when Jesus died. The Roman Emperor. It's amazing how the things that happened under the Roman Empire are the same things that the Catholic Church involved with. And people are, oh, you just take these few little things. I don't argue with some of those people because they're so ignorant to the truth because, again, they live worldly lives. They need to have both. Remember Constantine, when he did things, they were trying to have both. Both. Marry the church and marry paganism. Both. Go to football games and have God on Sunday. Don't worry about it. I know it's a holy day. Well, technically the Sabbath on Saturday would be. And no, I'm not Seventh Day or anything like that. And that's another thing. We just assume if we do one thing, like, wait a second. Are you a... No. I am neither a Protestant nor am I a Catholic, which always throws folks off. Well, you have to be one or the other. Nope. I'm not. I'm not religious, and I don't follow a religion. I follow the Bible, and I try to stay biblical. And that's it. And people are scared. People are running around and go, we're running out of ammo, we're running out of food, we're running out of water, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. Well, when you're born again, you give your life to God and you have faith. You're not running out. Whatever minor needs you have, they'll be fulfilled. How long do you think you can fight a battle that you're not supposed to be fighting? How long can you be fighting a war that you're not supposed to be in? Especially if you're a saved Christian, you're born again, or claim to be. You look at all these mega churches. I know enough has been said about how evil these mega churches are, and they are. And some don't see it because, again, what happens? They get to keep the world. I go to church and I'm in the world. That's not how it works. You know, something today I found pretty disgusting, actually. I was driving by a Church of God. It's either Church of Christ or Church of God. But you know what they had out there holding these signs? This is where you belong. Or no, you belong here. You belong here. These signs and these little flames on the sign. And guess what was being held? A bunch of young girls in their teenage years with tight pants on. That's how that church is getting in there. By exploiting young girls in jeans to get you in that church. Disgusting. It's either Church of God or Church of Christ. I want to say it was Church of God. I think that's what it was. That's terrible. Shouldn't be surprised by it. But that's who's going to be roaming around in this wasteland of America, these false Christians. Maybe they can work themselves out. I don't know. At what point do you come to the realization America is not America, Mexico is not going to be Mexico, South America is not going to be South America, Canada is not going to be Canada. All of it will be done. It's a wasteland. It's a wasteland. That's right, because I'm going to struggle and I'm going to survive through this wasteland. No, you're not. But I'll give my life as a martyr, which is absolutely against the Bible. To lose your life and to give your life for works is two different things. But everything is being consolidated. All the power is coming together. Look at how many people are turning against Israel. And I'm not even talking about Netanyahu. I don't care about Netanyahu. I'm talking as the country itself, Israel. All against them. The Egyptians and the Philistines are coming for that land. They want it badly. And they're consolidating, they're cohorting, with their cohorts, Iran and so forth. You know Iran. You remember them, right? Death to America. Those guys? Yeah, that's who you support when you're against Israel. I'm against people. There are certain people in Israel. But I'm not against the land, nation, and it will survive because the end will come. And yes, the end will come. I don't care who you got up there. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Biden. I guess I care to a certain degree, but I don't care about that. We're so consumed by all of this. I've said this before. We're so consumed about Trump and Biden. We're so consumed about legislation. We're so consumed with what's on the news. Who blew up that bridge in Baltimore Harbor? We're so consumed by it. We spend more time focused on that than we do in the Bible. And I admit that I'm guilty of some days of not reading enough. 100% I am guilty of that. But we need to stop being consumed by all of this. And we say we are. Oh, we're definitely done with this. I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this. This is enough for me. And then you go back. It's kind of like sports, isn't it? That's it. I'm not watching sports anymore. This whole woke crap. I can't do this garbage anymore. I'm not putting up with this anymore. And then you're back. I'll never drink the Bud Light anymore. I refuse to do that anymore. No, will I not? No, not what they did. And then they came back. You know, if you actually gave yourself to the Lord and read this Bible every day and were truly born again, I'm going to make a lot of Christians unhappy with the statement, but if you were truly born again, you wouldn't care what your favorite college team was doing, what your favorite pro team was doing. And don't give me the nonsense, well, you just don't understand sports. No, I used to coach. Thinking, oh, I can make a difference, but at the end of the day, they just want to win. I will win, and born-again Christians will win by losing themselves. Giving up the old. I'm not going to worry about Donald Trump being in office. I'm not going to worry about Biden anymore, about that kind of stuff. Is Biden a horrible human being? Well, he's a horrible person, yes. Without a shadow of a doubt. There's no doubt about that. But he's got a Bible. He's producing a Bible, or he's backing a Bible. He was holding a Catholic Bible up too, and at that Episcopal church. Please, give me a break. Give me a break. And not for nothing, the Masonic Bible also had the Constitution in it, the Declaration of Independence, all that stuff. So, and this Constitution that we love so much, and I have loved it, and I have enjoyed every moment of it, but I also know that it's going to end one day. All the liberties and freedoms that I've been given are being given to me from this Bible. And that is the only liberty that I love more than anything else, because without this, I don't have anything I have now. No, it's not because of my freedom to work or my Second Amendment or my First Amendment. Those are there because God made it happen. God allowed these things to happen. And when he pulls himself away because you have turned your back, and there ain't no turning back now, you've already turned your back so far, you've walked so far down the path that this nation will not be saved, but you can be. Stop relying on the nation to save you when there is only one that can and will. But you ain't got the guts. You don't have the courage. Because you need to follow a team. You need the world. Well, the world don't need you. And it'll eat you up. And it'll spit you out. You're nothing to the world. But you're somebody to God. You're somebody to God. You can get your hopes up on Trump. You can buy his Bible. You can buy his sneakers. You can buy your Bud Light, and you can go all in on TJ Maxx. Not TJ Maxx. What's the company I'm thinking of? Target. And all that woke stuff. Go ahead. And that's the beauty of it, too. That's the funny thing that cracks me up a little bit. You have these people are so anti each other, but the greatest thing of all, which is the not greatest thing, I'm lacking better phrasing, but here's what I don't understand, how they don't see it. They're both going to the same place, and that's hell, because both of those sides are against God and do not actually live for God. They live for themselves, their own selfish desires. They're not born again saved. So when you're mad at that woke, and that woke is mad at them, they're mad at each other, protest against each other, you're both going to be in the same place. So what stand did you actually make? And the only stand worth making is on this Bible, because that's the only thing that leads to your salvation, the words of God in this book. And yes, I yelled a little. Some falseness and nonsense that we follow out there. And I'm not saying you can't trust somebody out there. There's always a few people out there that you can count on. There'll be very few. There'll be very few indeed. But I wish everyone well that's going into the American Christian Wasteland. American Christian Wasteland. There's a title right there. American Christian Wasteland. Yeah. I don't want any part of it. You can be against the rapture. That's fine. That's your choice. I don't use the term rapture. I do sometimes because it's a mainstream word, and sometimes it helps to get people to understand what the rapture. Then you say, oh, the rapture. Then he's like, right. And then you explain to them what the rapture actually is and what it means, the catching away. And you can get to explain to them. And they go, wait, I thought it meant, well, it doesn't. Yeah, I'm not going to force myself to be a martyr. I'm not going to run out and try to be one. Yeah, I'm good. You want to work your way to heaven, you do what you got to do, because you're not going to get there. I am not going to work my way, because there's nothing I can do to get there. I am not worthy of heaven, but by the grace of God, I will be. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to end this podcast, but there's going to be a time when the faith will depart. And what I mean by that is the ones you thought were faithful. And you looked at these men and you said, oh, they got it together. They didn't have it together. Do I appreciate you listening to me? Yes. But don't follow me like a leader. We may agree on things in the Bible. That's wonderful. I can't save you. I can give you truth and the knowledge of what I do have and what I do know. I can't save you. No man can, except for the one that was manifested in the flesh, God. The only way to the Father is through the Son. With that, I thank you, and I appreciate you. I hope to hear from you again or talk to you again or see you again. God bless and have a beautiful evening.